Now, the Northern California Radio Network presents the Dr. John McDougall Show. Dr. McDougall is a national best-selling author and a practicing internist who operates the McDougall Health Clinic and the St. Helena Health Center in Deer Park. Now, here's Dr. John McDougall.
Good afternoon, Dr. John McDougall on the Northern California Radio Network. Great privilege this afternoon to have with me one of the real leaders in terms of alternative health care, a man who actually published his findings and his opinions in the Journal of the American Medical Association about the importance of mind in good health. And he's also the author of the national best-selling book, Ageless Body, Timeless Mind, Dr. Deepak Chopra. Dr. Chopra, nice to have you on the show. So your book's selling very well, right?
Yeah, they tell me it's still number one.
Still number one. Why do you think that is? What do you think the appeal is to Ageless Body, Timeless Mind?
It's our generation, my generation. I don't know. What generation are you?
Do you know who I am?
Yeah.
Well, I'm the same age as you are.
Good, which means ageless, right?
Don't you remember the day we met in Portland on AM Northwest, and I walked up to you and I said, Dr. Deepak Chopra, how old are you?
Yes.
And you said 47.
Oh, yeah, that's biologically.
Yeah, biologically. And it was important to me because, you know, I had an impression of how you looked. And I wanted to confirm that with the actual age that you told me you were going to be.
I see.
So, you know, we're the same age.
See, our generation, which is a very interesting generation.
Now I got you going. Now I got to get you quiet because we have to go to a commercial break. I'm Dr. John McDougall. I'll be back with Dr. Deepak Chopra, MD, author of Ageless Body, Timeless Mind, the national bestseller, and you'll get a chance to talk to him. If you want to talk to Dr. Chopra, now's the time to call in. 707-270-1350 or 1-800-570-TALK. Be back with you in just a moment.
Processing and guarantee our work. Nobody does you better for less than Safeway.
And good afternoon, Dr. John McDougall on the Northern California Radio Network. My guest, Dr. Deepak Chopra, MD. The book is Ageless Body, Timeless Mind, a national bestseller. And we are getting into the appeal of that particular philosophy, Dr. Chopra. Why do you think that the American public likes the philosophy of mind control over body?
We were talking before this commercial break about our generation being the generation that has always questioned the status quo. They questioned the Vietnam War. They questioned the values that we were getting into in the 80s. They are questioning what people have taken to be granted, always taken for granted. And, you know, we are the generation that has questioned everything in every phase of our life. And now we're reaching that traditional place that people used to call middle age, and we find that we actually aren't there. You know, people have been calling this period of our life middle age, and we find that we still feel young and youthful and the way we did 20 years ago. So we're saying, hey, is this going to be the way it is for us? Is going to be the same as for generations before us? And the answer is no. And at the same time, there's a scientific revolution in our understanding of human biology, which is telling us that all the ideas that we've had about the aging process aren't really based on scientific fact. People believe that aging is irreversible, and we know it's biologically irreversible. People believe that aging is fatal, and we recognize that no one dies of old age. They die of diseases like heart attacks and cancer and stroke and pneumonia and accidents. People believe that aging has a genetic component, but we know that how you think and believe and behave and see yourself in this world can influence your lifespan by 40 to 50 years, and genetics has a very minor component has a very minor role in the whole thing. So it's a whole new era that we're in the midst of, and it's an exciting time to be, because growing old is not the same thing as it meant before. It's to become wiser, to become mature, to have the ripening of love, to have the exquisite combination of the wisdom of experience and the biology of youth. Oscar Wilde, or was it George Bernard Shaw, once said, "Youth, oh what a pity to waste it on the young." Well, we will now have that combination of the wisdom of experience and the biology of youth.
You know, Dr. Deepak Chopra, you put yourself in a very uncomfortable position that, by the way, I find myself in a bit too, and that is people are going to watch you and see how long you live. And
fine.
Yes.
I mean, that's not even important. It's not how long I live, how well I live.
Well, can you tell us how people can live better, how they can live younger for the moment, I guess is what part of your message is.
My message is that, you know, an ageless body is an ageless body that is not aging in this moment. In this moment, what are you experiencing? Are you experiencing peace and harmony and laughter and love inside of you? Are you experiencing increased mental energy, increased physical vitality, increased mental and physical capacity? Are you experiencing creativity? Are you experiencing joy? Are you experiencing connection? Then you have this timeless mind, and it doesn't really matter how long you live. If you focus on the quality of life, then the quantity would take care of itself. In fact, it's not even important.
Well, how do you...
When you focus only on the quantity, then you end up with vegetables and miserable people and machines in intensive care units and hospitals.
Right, well, how do you make that difference? I mean, here I am. I'm, you know, the age that you are, and I want to have this ageless body and timeless mind. What kind of things do I do? Do I take vitamin pills? Do I chant a mantra? Do I exercise? Do I eat vegetarian diet? What kind of things do I do?
So you achieve what is called active mastery in your life by following certain principles. First, you have to understand that the spirit is a real force, and you have to have experiential knowledge of your own spiritual nature, recognizing that you're not a human being with occasional spiritual experiences, but a spiritual being with occasional human experiences, that the spirit is a real force, mysterious, abstract, incomprehensible, but real, more real than gravity or time. You have to do that through silence, through non-judgment, through meditation. Secondly, you have to get rid of the toxins in your life, whether it's your toxic food or your toxic drink or your toxic smoke or your toxic relationships or your toxic emotions. They all create the same thing in your body, the accumulation of toxins which accelerate the aging process. Third, you have to shed your need for approval, because the need for approval and the need to control and the need for power are compulsions that are rooted in fear and threat. They are the ego's needs, not your needs, which is the eternal spirit. When you shed the need for approval, whether it is your audience that you're speaking to right now, or your readers that you write your book for, or your peers, or your teachers, or your gurus, or whoever is out there, society, this creates fear. The constant need for approval is the anticipation of response, is the pursuit of a memory, is a fear-based psychology. And as long as you're in that fear-based psychology, you're going to have, again, entropy and aging and disorder in your body.
Well, you know, some people would say this sounds a little bit like theology, like religion.
Spirituality. Religion is a dangerous thing.
Okay,
religion,
spirituality.
Religion is dogma, and religion is ideology, and religion is belief. What I'm saying is get rid of all your beliefs, including your religious beliefs, and you'll find freedom. So it may be spirituality, which is that domain of our awareness. We experience our universality and love. Religion is the most dangerous thing that's ever occurred. I mean, whether it's Hinduism or Buddhism or Christianity or Islam, there are more people who have died in the cause of religion and continue to die, because religion is the bastardization of our spiritual nature.
So you're telling us basically to get in touch with our spiritual nature. And some
right.
of the things you've said, I mean, I've heard from many, you don't like to use the word, but many religious teachings, you know. And so they, you know, it certainly makes sense. It's certainly hard to deny. It's certainly tested through time and, you know, through millions of humanity. What I'd like to do after we come back from this commercial break is I would like to get into what is new, or, you know, what you think is the unique message that you're presenting to people in aging.
Well, I can answer that right now. There's nothing new or unique.
It's just the...
It resonates with, you know, there's nothing new in this universe. It's
all right.
It's a rediscovery.
But you must be able to help people focus a little bit more. My guest is Deepak Chopra. The book is Ageless Body, Timeless Mind. If you would like to talk to Dr. Chopra, the numbers are open, 707-270-1350 or 1-800-570-TALK, and he'll be with us for 10 more minutes. Good afternoon, Dr. John McDougall on the Northern California Radio Network. Dr. Deepak Chopra, MD, author of Ageless Body, Timeless Mind, will be with us for about six more minutes. Dr. Chopra, you know, I'm a real practical kind of guy. You know,
By the way, I've admired your work for a long time.
Well, thank you very much.
And very impressed by all your writings, and especially your insights on diet and nutrition. And I've followed you for a long time and been a great admirer of yours.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. One of the things that you can help me with is I'm kind of, you know, a real practical kind of person, and I like real tangible things, like if I do A, I'll get B, and so on. Are there any real practical bits of advice that you could give my listeners in terms of achieving the things that you talked about, which are very, very desirable things? And, you know, as I say, I was preached these things in Sunday school when I was a little kid, and I've heard them when I looked into Indian philosophy, and, you know, they're kind of universal truths.
Right.
But how do we, you know, in this new age, in this new generation, and I agree, this is a wonderful time to live if you happen to be on the right side of the fence, how do we take your message and, in practical terms, get a better life out of it?
I was going over the 10 points for active mastery, and I would make a creative action plan for making this a very practical procedure. I mean, do I know my spiritual nature? Have I sat down every day? As Franz Kafka once said, you need not do anything. Remain sitting at your table and listen. You need not wait. Just listen. You need not even listen or wait. Just learn to become quiet and still and solitary, and the world will freely offer itself to you to be unmasked. It has no choice. It will roll in ecstasy at your feet. Do I take the time to meditate every day, whether it is a mantra I use or whether I sit and quietly and say the Lord's Prayer, or do I sit there and do nothing, or do I get in touch with myself? Do I take the time for silence, number one? And if I don't, you know, if I want to know myself, I have to spend time with myself, just as if I want to know you, I have to spend time with you. Number two, have I looked at all the toxins in my life, at my food, at my habits, etc., at my relationships, and what am I doing right this moment to get rid of these toxins in my life? Number three, do I live with the need for approval constantly? Do I live in fear? Or have I shed that ego-based need? And if not, what am I going to do about it? Number four, do I use the mirror of relationship for my own evolution or not? Because the fact is that those that I love and those that I hate are both mirrors of myself. I love those in whom I'm seeking something that I desire for myself, and I dislike those in whom I'm finding traits that I'm denying in myself. Make a list of all your relationships and see in that mirror of a relationship your own self, and use that as a tool for your own evolution. What's my internal dialogue? Is my internal dialogue how can I help, or what's in it for me? And the more my internal dialogue is how can I help, the more I'm in that domain of my spirit. The more my internal dialogue is what's in it for me, it's an ego-based dialogue that's ultimately only going to get me in trouble. And am I sensitive to my body's needs? Do I live in the present? Is my behavior fear-based or love-based? You know, in the book I go over actual creative action plans to incorporate these ideas, which you said are universal ideas. There's absolutely nothing unique or new in my book. What I'm saying is what people have known all their lives intuitively. They do not even have to follow a spiritual tradition. I'm just saying things that people already know. I'm reminding them of things that they want to reconfirm. But one can see now scientific data for these eternal truths. People who use the word I all the time, whose inner dialogue is what's in it for me, they have a 5 times higher incidence of heart attacks than people who don't. That just the use of that pronoun is a bigger risk factor than smoking cigarettes. People who are unhappy in their relationships and jobs have a much higher risk of fatal heart attacks than people who have the traditional risk factors of high cholesterol. And I mean, this is data that is emerging. And so we are in a new era where science has suddenly become our latest religion. And if you can find scientific validation for what you already know, then you feel more comfortable about it. And so that's the phenomenon of the success of this book. As you ask me what's unique or what's different, the answer is nothing.
Yeah, except I think you just told us that the different thing is you've taken these time-honored philosophies and you've taken and given them a scientific basis. Is that not correct? You talk about the quantum theory. I don't know whether we have...
I do. I mean, I find that the science is our latest way of interpreting the universe, and it's coming to some conclusions which are quite consistent with the perennial philosophy of wisdom in every tradition of the world.
Will this philosophy, we just have 1 minute, will this philosophy be incorporated in the new health plan?
I really hope so. I see some good things happening there, you know, with the emphasis on education and the new NIH budget for, at least it's a token gesture, but nevertheless, the intention to include alternative medicine. I think the new administration is certainly making an effort in the right direction.
Well, right now it doesn't stand a hoot of a chance because it doesn't have any profit behind it. So hopefully there'll be a whole new level of morality.
I hope so.
Well, I want to thank you very much for being my guest, and I'm always thrilled to look at the number 10 best-selling list and see that you're still there.
Well, thank you, Dr. McDougall. You're very kind, and as I said, I've admired you for a long time.
Well, thank you.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Dr. Deepak Chopra, Ageless Body, Timeless Mind. I'm Dr. McDougall. I'll be back for your phone calls in just a few moments.